The Spartans, out of desperation, attempted to get an army into central Greece, that is, into Boeotia, and to invade Athens from the west. They did so in 457 BC. And again, as I noted, there was no king available to lead that army. It was led by a series of regents. The army got into Boeotia. It was actually floated across the Gulf of Corinth on transports and rafts, landed in Boeotia, and the hope was to stiffen the resolve of the Thebans and the other Boeotians against Athens. And the Athenians marched out and confronted this Peloponnesian army. It's numbered at 11,500, and fought it to a draw at a place called Tanagra in central Boeotia. Contrary to what most think, and again, this is premised from reading Thucydides and the Great Peloponnesian War, the Athenian hoplites were capable of fighting the Peloponnesians to a draw. The Peloponnesians withdrew into the Peloponnesus. The Athenians came back into Boeotia 2 months later, and at Oinophyta, another town in Boeotia, smashed the Boeotian federal army, and then installed democracies across Boeotia and central Greece and incorporated them into the alliance structure of Athens. Athens now controlled central Greece through friendly governments. These governments were democracies allied to Athens, controlled Megara. Megara was remodeled as a democracy. The city was fortified. Long walls were built between Megara's central city and its port, Nicaea, comparable to the long walls being built in Athens. And the Peloponnesians found themselves in 457 BC in a hopeless position where they could not wage any kind of effective war. They had been defeated at sea. They had lost two of their key naval allies. They had lost all of the allies in central Greece. And it was only because the Athenians were so busy fighting the Persians that the Athenians did not exploit these advantages and put an army in the Peloponnesus to team up with the Argives and march directly on Sparta. And the danger that Sparta and her Peloponnesian allies faced in the mid-450s BC is something that most Spartans recalled. In 432 BC, in the first book of Thucydides, Thucydides records important speeches in Sparta. Presumably, these are, if not verbatim, they're toward the sense of the words that were spoken. And these speeches have often been questioned. They're vital in understanding the decision of the Spartan assembly to go to war. The Corinthian allies give a speech which many have doubted on two grounds. First, it's rather insulting to the Spartans that they're kind of slow-witted and they don't respond to crisis. That could be Thucydides writing and editorializing through a bunch of Corinthian speakers. But the second point is that the Corinthians build up an image of Athenian aggression which really doesn't match Athenian actions in the 430s, but do match Athenian actions in the 450s. And I don't think that Thucydides is misleading us. The men who voted in the assembly for that fateful war in 432 BC were 30 years and above. They either grew up or experienced the events of the 450s. The Corinthians knew their audience very well. When they conjured up images of Athenian power, the control of Megara, the power of Athenian fleets, this is what they were looking to. The 450s colored the view of a whole generation of Spartans of what Athens was all about. And it would take a great deal of Athenian explanation and reassurance if that image that image was not true. And the Athenians failed to do so in 432. And that's a connection I want to draw very, very strongly, and a connection that's often missed when those speeches of just before the outbreak of the Peloponnesian War are read. I think the Corinthians understood their audience quite well. Well, in any regard, the Athenians were winning handily by the mid-450s, and then disaster struck. And that is because the Athenians became overcommitted in fighting the war against the great king of Persia and had really underestimated the abilities of King Artaxerxes, the son of Xerxes, to mount counteroffensives against rebels. King Artaxerxes didn't really care about a bunch of Ionian towns on the western shores of Asia Minor, but he did care about the Phoenician cities and, above all, Egypt. The Egyptian pharaoh who raised the rebellion in 459 BC received substantial Athenian naval aid. Over 200 triremes, warships, were dispatched to Egypt to operate in tandem with the rebel army. And these ships could penetrate deep up the Nile to the city of Memphis, even if necessary, to lend support.